News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you're talking about building the city, you know who's here in the studio, Jonathan Cook.
That's
with
right.
Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, building Pensacola every day.
We are certainly doing our part of it.
No doubt about it. What did you tell me last time? 10,000 homes you mentioned?
10,000, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, not yet.
Okay,
we're coming up on that. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we're gonna have to do a big celebration or something
right.
when that day comes. We're gonna have to have some balloons in the studio, a little champagne.
Right. Originally, we were actually thinking we were probably gonna hit that this year, but now we're actually thinking probably in the next month, 6 weeks.
Wow.
We'll probably cross that
wow.
threshold.
That's yep. exciting. Well, if you just joined us, Jonathan Cook is here. He's the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Tell us a little bit about your business. There might be some folks that have not heard about your business before, or just joining Pep Talk for the first time?
Right. So we've been around since 2005. So we do full home renovation. So renovations like kitchens, bathrooms, anything from painting, trim, flooring, cabinets, countertops, and we do exterior as well. So we do fencing, decks, painting of exteriors, things like that, siding, doors, windows. So pretty much anything that includes like the home renovation part is what we specialize in. We also have a flooring store, so we import our own flooring goods. And we do that for a few different reasons. One, just to control quality of material. We want to have a say in what we're getting, what we're selling to people. And then price, right?
Right.
We also want to have a say in that price.
Yes.
Because otherwise, you're going to pay too much for it.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually just texting somebody as I was going on air about it. And she had looked us up on Facebook, and I was sharing some of our pricing with her, and she was like, wow, it's really good pricing. And she was like, how do you get it for that price? And I told her, I was like, it's a lot of work because we go and direct import it, so we have to bring it from overseas. And we also buy from a lot of American manufacturers as well. I mean, we don't discriminate. Anybody that has a good price
right.
and a good product, we're happy to use them. So and we like our American partners very much. So pretty much anybody we do business with, as long as they're good to our customers, they have a good product at a good price, then we can find a good common ground there.
Well, talk a little bit about your showroom, because I think that's pretty cool that folks can come in and actually see the product.
Right. So we have a showroom on Palafox Street, so 9320 North Palafox Street. So it's about a 6,000 square foot showroom. So it has a lot of samples as far as like, all different types of flooring samples, as far as you're going to find like tile, LVP flooring, carpet, hardwood flooring. But we also have cabinet selections. Our showroom's not big enough to have all of our cabinets like set up, like as in display, but we have cabinet doors. So you can see the style of the cabinet, the color of the cabinet, the quality of the cabinet. And then we show up at your house and the rest is a surprise when we get there.
but
so you can pick your cabinets, and we have some paint samples too.
Nice.
So you can kind of match your flooring, your cabinets, paint, things like that. So we have two girls that work up there. My wife works up there, and then we have another lady that works up there, and they're always happy to see people, so just stop by and check it out.
Well, I love the fact that part of your process is when you're working with somebody, you encourage them to bring those samples to their location, because it does look different in the showroom than when you're standing next to your own cabinets floors, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I can go to the store myself, and I've been doing this 21 years, right? And I can go up there and pick out, like, five different types of flooring, and I'm like, these would look great in the house. And then I take them over there to look at them, and they will look completely different depending on like what your wall color is, or like what your cabinet color is, or just lighting. Just how much natural light do you have in your
house?
Surprisingly, natural light will turn flooring like two different colors. If you have a darker house or more brighter house, the flooring can look two different colors. Or just even the lighting in your house in general.
Painting too on the walls.
For painting.
It's amazing how the color changes.
And we have so much floor that has variation colors in it that you can put it against a tan wall and it's going to look more tan or brown. Or you put it with a gray wall and it's going to pull more of the gray out and look more gray. And furniture is one of the biggest key things. I think people underestimate how important the furniture is with the flooring.
You've never really talked about that before.
But they really need to match, right? Mm-hmm. Or they need to complement each other somehow. I'm not a big fan of perfectly matching everything, right? So the flooring doesn't have to be the same exact color as the furniture, but it needs to complement it so that nothing looks out of place. there you shouldn't walk into like your room and something really stand out as much as it should flow together.
Right.
So it needs to flow together.
Hopefully it complements whatever your decor is, right?
If you walk in and like your furniture just like really stands out, it's probably because it doesn't match like the design of the house anymore, right? So we want it all to kind of flow together. So so we encourage people to come by, you know, check out samples, take them home, look at them. Most time I tell people, hey, when you go to the store, just go ahead and schedule an estimate. When you check the samples out, we'll come out, do a free estimate, and then we'll take the samples back to the store for you and save you a trip. So, like I said, we've been around 21 years. We like to work with people. So any way we can help out, we're always happy to do that.
So if I was interested and I wanted to get that estimate, would it make sense to go to the showroom first, or should I call you, have you come out, and then go back? What do you suggest? What's an efficient way to do this?
Well, so in the perfect world, you would probably just call and go and schedule your estimate, right? Because you're going to be a few days out.
Right.
So go and get on the schedule for an estimate. And then in the meantime, while you're waiting for us to show up and do the estimate, go by the store and pick out your samples. In a perfect world, that's how it would work. And then I would show up, you know, do the estimate, or somebody else would do the estimate, and then we'd pick those samples up and take them back to the showroom for you. But with that being said, you could really do it any way you want. You can go by, pick your samples out, schedule an estimate while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
The only downside is, like, so we do estimates Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Right.
And say if you show up at the showroom on a Wednesday and Thursday's already booked up, then you'll be next Tuesday.
Gotcha.
Or next Thursday, right?
That makes sense.
So that's why I say if you call ahead, sometimes you can just go and get on the schedule. If you're in a hurry, I find a lot of people aren't in such a rush as like contractors make it out to be.
Right.
Most people just want to have you scheduled in, want to know when you're going to be there and how long it's going to take. And they don't necessarily need to put in some more rows. So they might just go by the showroom, pick some samples, schedule an estimate while they're there. And that works good.
Okay. We have some texts coming in this morning. 850-437-1620. Jonathan Cook is here with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. I like this one. Good morning. I just hopped in the car and was excited to hear that Jonathan is on. I just discovered that there is an item called laminate plank flooring. I was wanting to know Jonathan's opinion on the pros and cons of laminate plank flooring versus vinyl plank flooring, and if there is a superior choice. Thank you and have a great day. Great question.
Right. Yeah, good question. So I do want to say, if you don't get your question on air, you can always call us afterwards. You can just call our showroom, 850-332-5905. And then, you know, you can ask your questions in case you don't get it on today. So when it comes to laminate plank,
what is that? Maybe back up for me, because I don't know what that is.
That's where the problem is, right?
Okay.
So I think so many people are calling vinyl plank a laminate plank for one. Because we were so used to putting a laminate floors in,
right,
that you have a lot of people still calling it laminate when it really is a vinyl plank.
What is laminate?
So laminate is more of a pressboard core,
okay,
that they used to make. So it's a wood product.
Okay.
The core of the product is basically where the difference lies, and also the top, the veneer of it.
Okay.
So the vinyl plank is kind of a vinyl veneer, opposed to the laminate was all pressboard.
I see.
So
okay.
Basically,
that makes sense.
It's almost like a cardboard core is what it's really made out of.
No, that makes sense. Yeah.
But anyways, so you have a lot of people calling vinyl plank a laminate plank, but it really is vinyl plank. But with that being said, we do have a lot of companies that are starting to come out with a laminate products, and it's not a laminate plank. It's just a laminate, you know, like a laminate flooring like we used to have. And they've done a lot of improvements to the core of the product. And the reason being is because so many people use vinyl plank now that the companies that make the laminate aren't selling their products.
Oh,
so, I mean,
they
have to go back and re-engineer, right? Because that's how the market works. Like, you don't want to just go out of business.
Right.
So you're going to say, hey, what are they putting in their product that people are buying it, and let's do it to ours, you know? So you have a lot of companies that are going back and they're starting to make a laminate flooring with different types of core. So we even have, like, a laminate that has a hybrid core that's a mixture between a laminate and, like, a vinyl WCP core. But with that being said, there's tons of different laminates coming out to the market, you know, in the last couple of years. I don't find one to be better than the other.
Really? Okay, because that was part of the question, which one's better,
right,
or superior?
I think it really comes down to, like, your house,
right,
and what fits your house best, depending on, like, what kind of subfloor you have. If you have, like, a wood subfloor, if you have a lot of moisture issues, or if you have a concrete foundation, or if you're out on the beach with a lot of humidity in the air, I think it more so comes down to your house. I'm not saying there's not a place for a laminate. It definitely has a place in the market, but I don't find it to be better than the vinyl plank in particularly. But with that being said, even when you get to vinyl plank, there's so many different kinds, right? I mean, you have all the way down from a 3 millimeter snap and lock, which I personally just think is garbage.
I
don't even sell anything less than a 5.
Okay,
so if you're comparing
a
3 millimeter vinyl plank to a laminate, even an original 8 millimeter laminate, I'd probably take the original cardboard laminate over the 3 millimeter.
Interesting. Right? Okay.
Because the 3 millimeter just doesn't hold up. It's so thin, right? It has no bite on the locking system.
That makes sense.
So whether you go to a laminate, vinyl plank, you know, the newer laminate that has a hybrid core, there's a place for all of them, but it really comes down to like your house and what fits your house best and what fits your lifestyle best.
Right. But you definitely recommend the thicker.
The thicker, yeah. In most cases. In most cases, the thicker.
Okay, great question. If you've got a question, can you tell from the answer to that question that this guy knows his stuff? I'm sitting here, I'm taking notes.
It would certainly be easier to see the house.
Yes, exactly.
Because then I could say, yes, this one would be great in your house.
Yes,
this would
there you go.
Right there.
So you need to give Jonathan a call and have him come out and take a look at your place. What's
it's
that number?
It's hard to say, like, hey, this one's better than that one when you don't know where you're putting it.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
Because both of them might be great in two different houses.
That makes sense. What's your number so they can call you?
Right. So they can just call us 850-332-5905.
Okay. If you just joined us, talking with Jonathan Cook, he's the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you've got a question, you just heard it, you can be specific about something maybe you're thinking about changing or renovating. Could be from your kitchen to your bathroom to the whole house to the front porch. Doesn't really matter. He is an expert on all of it. And that's what this is, the Pensacola Expert Panel, 850-437-1620. So we did have another question come in now that we're talking about vinyl plank. What would be a good thickness for vinyl plank? Something that would be long-lasting and better resistance against scratching. They have pets, I can tell.
Right. So there's two different questions there.
Okay.
As far as thickness is one. So I don't like to sell anything less than a 5 millimeter.
Yeah,
so
you're just saying that.
If
okay.
it's anything less than a 5 millimeter, unless it's a full glue down, that's a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts at a 2 and usually goes to about a 3 millimeter. And that's fine because it's a glue down. It has no core. It has no locking system. It's a full glue down flooring. So we don't have to worry about breaking a lock on that. So anything less than a 5 millimeter, only if it's glued down, would I use that. From there, I'd say a 5 millimeter is a good starter product, like in the middle. And then 6, 6.5, 7, 8, those are your baseline products. So obviously from a 5 to an 8 is going to be better when you get closer to the 8. And then we do have a couple companies in the last couple years have come out with much thicker products. Like I said, because, you know, companies are always innovating, trying to be better because they want their product to stand out over everybody else's. So we have 2 or 3 companies that have now introduced the 10 and 12 millimeter product, which are newer to the market. But we've been using them recently, in particularly in commercial settings. Like we just put a 12 millimeter in a church, did a whole church with it.
Wow.
We did it in a restaurant out in Perdido Key. But in those cases, they were like, hey, we have high foot traffic. We have tons of people want something that's really going to stand out, you know, and hold up. And so then we were like, well, we have this 12 millimeter we can put in. And we've done it in a couple of residential houses, too. In my opinion, it's kind of overkill. Like, we don't really need that in there.
Right.
But sometimes people want that, right? They want to know, hey, this is going to last for a long time. I'm willing to pay the extra money. The install is roughly the same on it. It's just paying the difference in material. So sometimes it's worth just doing overkill on your house.
Well, especially if you have a rental, maybe you have a lot of different people coming and going, or you have a lot of pets and kids coming and going. So
that
was
the second part of the question. So the second part of the question was scratches. So the thickness of the plank doesn't really have anything to do with scratches.
Oh, really?
No, because, I mean, so the thickness of the plank is more so the locking system, the wear and tear over time of the plank holding up. That's where that's going to come in. I don't care if it's a 2 millimeter or 12 millimeter, you can scratch it just the same. When you're talking about the surface of it, right?
Okay, yeah.
So that really comes into like how much acrylic is put onto the product. So like a clear coat, like an acrylic finish, how much finish does that product have to stop it from getting scratches, getting worn out? Also those, you know, just wear patterns like high traffic areas.
Right.
When you walk on it, you're just wearing that finish down over time. So in those high traffic areas, so that can start at a 0.5 millimeter and then go to a 20 millimeter for residential. And anytime we're doing a commercial setting, we want a 20 millimeter to a 28 millimeter thick. So most of what we sell is a 20 millimeter wear layer.
Okay.
And we do that more so because we don't want warranty issues and problems down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, when we order, like when we import it, there's not a big difference in the two. So like if we get a 6 millimeter wear layer or we get a 20, we may pay like 8 cents a square foot difference.
Oh, wow. That's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's more so used a lot of like your big box stores will use that as like a upsell, mm-hmm. right? They're like, oh, we can get you a 20 millimeter and it's a dollar more square foot. But it's really just a gimmick to upsell because the reality is it's only about 8 cents a square foot to go to that 20 millimeter.
Mm-hmm.
So we generally try to sell just about 20 millimeter everything we do.
Well, I think one of the advantages that working with Jonathan is, as you can clearly hear, he has a lot of experience. I work almost 30 years of experience doing this.
Well, I don't know if it's so much the 30 years or the 10,000 houses.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, if you do 10,000 houses, I mean just realistically.
Especially in this area.
I haven't done all of them myself, but
right.
My company has. But you see a lot of different houses, a lot of different situations. And so, like, for instance, we used to stock a 4.2 millimeter, and mm-hmm. we sold it for a while.
Oh, really?
And we did that in particularly because most of your big box stores around here stock a 4 millimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to directly compete with that.
Right.
And then after a couple of years, I figured out, like, it's not worth directly competing with that because what you end up with there are all these warranty issues because it's just a cheap product. It just simply doesn't hold up.
Mm-hmm.
But see, a lot of these big box stores, they just sell the product and people will go put it in. Then when somebody shows up and is like, hey, this messed up or it's broken or it does, you know, they just say, oh, well, it's a bad install. It's a bad install. That's what they say. When truthfully, it's just a bad product.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So, see, if we're selling it and we're installing it, we can't go out there and say it's a bad install. Right? Because we can't
right.
get away with that.
No, I don't think so.
So then we end up having to warranty these.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
And so that's why everything we sell is a 5 millimeter or better.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much as you don't want to have problems with it, we don't want you to have problems with it either.
And the reason I brought up your experience is because we've talked about this many times, but it's not as if Pensacola and this area has one type of home or environment. So you're talking about really the beach versus East Hill, North Hill. Then you get out to the west side of Pensacola, up into the rural areas, up into Alabama, because we have a lot of listeners in Baker and we have listeners in Britain.
Houses all the time over in Foley, mm-hmm. Fairhope, Daphne. You know, we try not to get like really far into Alabama. We've done a couple in Mobile. But it's usually for a regular customer that mm-hmm. has a house out there, and they ask us, and we will go do it. But generally, we try to stay in Pensacola and the surrounding area.
But each of those require different things,
it does.
Right?
It does. And honestly, it doesn't take any longer to get to Foley than it does to Milton, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about the same distance. But it's not just that. But yes, they all require something different. And we do so many different things, like even like your paint or your mm-hmm. sheen on your house. Your siding on your house, your windows, how the house is positioned on the lot, how much sun it's getting.
Right.
All those things make a difference because if you have a porch, mm-hmm. right, and that porch is facing to where the sun comes up every morning.
Right.
And it's getting a lot of sun on it, that's going to wear through that UV on that flooring a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Opposed to like if you have a sunroom on the back of the house that gets more sun in the afternoon time when the sun's setting,
mm-hmm.
That sun's not going to be as bright and strong and it's probably not going to wear through that UV layer as quick. So just depending on how your house is positioned on your lot and which way it's facing, could make a difference in your flooring.
And so you take all of that into consideration.
We do. We really do. We try to, you know, in particular, I try to, like if I'm out doing an estimate,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not necessarily like you can't use this flooring because of that, but it's just something to bring up, something to think about, right? Just about having all the information and then making a decision from that information. I'm big on that.
Yes.
Like I feel like rather than selling someone something,
mm-hmm.
I'm more so like to give all the information and say, hey, this is all the information. You can buy anything you want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And then let them pick from there.
Well, I'm always a little obsessed. I always bring it up, but the moisture factor. That is something in this area that I think is pretty unique.
I think
it?
The moisture is probably our biggest, or one of our biggest problems in this area,
mm-hmm.
for so many different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, we're a coastal city.
Right.
We're an old city.
That's true.
See, when you have an older city, you have a lot of houses built off grade without concrete foundations.
Oh.
You know, the newer cities, they're doing so more so concrete foundations.
Well, I didn't even think about that.
But we have a lot of off-grade houses.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go up into, you know, other parts of the country up north, they have more houses probably off-grid than we do.
And more basements.
But they don't have the moisture. They mm-hmm. don't have the moisture. They're not a coastal city. Mm-hmm. So they're not dealing with those moisture issues. So that's always been a problem in our city. But then you add that to how much growth we've had. We've had more growth than a lot of cities. And when you have growth, you cut down trees. So they're constantly cutting down trees. And they're pouring more and more concrete, more foundations. Every piece of land we cover with concrete is a piece of land that does not absorb water anymore. So when it rains, you have a 1,500-square-foot house that 1,500-square-foot of land does not absorb water from the rain.
I never thought about that.
Because we're covering it up. And so you have more water sits on the ground. More mm-hmm. water ends up sitting on the ground, and that water becomes moisture, gets under the house, causes more issues. We've seen more moisture issues in the last 10 years than we've ever seen in this area.
No kidding.
But it's from the growth. It's from building. It's all mm-hmm. the developing. It's all the trees that are getting cut down.
Interesting. See, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
How that would affect the moisture.
Yeah, even in Santa Rosa County, I mean, now in order to even build a house in Santa Rosa County,
mm-hmm.
you have to have an engineer do a water runoff plan
showing
how your lot's going to distribute the water and where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it costs like $1,500 to get one done. It's not overly bad to do it. It's just another step you have to do. But, you know, 5 years ago or however long ago when they started that, we didn't have to do that, right?
Right.
That's because we built so much and because we're having those water issues now.
Well, and that brings up the whole nother topic of the flood zones.
Right, exactly. And see, I'm not into building to actually deal with a lot of that, but mm-hmm. where it ends up with me is when I'm dealing with off-grade houses, I'm putting flooring in them.
Right.
And then we're seeing this moisture under the house
mm-hmm.
and it's rotting out the subfloors, rotting out the joists. And so not only do we need something under the house to protect those subfloors, we need to put a flooring in the house that lets the subfloor breathe, because when the moisture gets in, we don't want it trapped. We want it to get out.
So all of this is the reason why DIY is probably not a good idea.
Right. Well, it's not a bad idea, because I've never discouraged somebody, right?
Right. I don't know. When you're talking about all these things, I would never have, I thought, oh, I'll just peel this off and put that on.
But sometimes you can just call and say, hey, I just want to get a consultation, right?
Uh-huh.
We'll come out, do a consultation. We can talk about it.
And you do it for free.
And we do it for free. And then I'll say, hey, these are the products you should use, and I'd be happy to sell them to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just put it in yourself.
Okay.
And so that works sometimes, too. So if you're thinking about doing it yourself, then, you know, we don't want to discourage that. Just call and get an estimate. We'll come out, talk to you. We sell you a good product for your house, and
mm-hmm.
then you can install it. And then if you get halfway through the install and you need some help, you can call us.
You said that a little
bit. Which does
happen
sometimes.
And if you need some help,
mm-hmm,
you can call.
Sometimes.
But you've got a reliable person backing you up on this decision.
Right.
That's for sure.
This is right.
Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. I love always having him here. He is a very funny fellow, but he also really knows his stuff. So if you have any questions, just a couple minutes left. It's springtime. What should people be doing right now with their homes if they're thinking about remodeling or changing something up? Is this the time to do it?
Well, it's always a great time to do it, right? But I say that I would take advantage of the weather for sure. I mean, I like being outside. So all your outdoor projects are a great time to do them right now. I'll tell you what's another good product to do right now, or project to do, and some we don't even do,
mm-hmm.
but all of your like under the house or attic stuff,
yes.
Right? Like in particular, like wiring your house, if you were going to get your house rewired, you want to do that in the cooler months, because when it gets hot, it's hard for the guys to get in the attic and do
mm-hmm.
that work. It's just so hot up there, right? So right now, like all of your projects that someone's going to get hot doing,
right.
Those prices will go up in the summertime. Like I've heard electricians say, oh, we charge more in the summertime because our guys can only be up there so long. They have to come down and take breaks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too hot, you know?
No, that makes sense.
But the same thing goes for outside. You know, prices don't really go up on outside work, but
mm-hmm.
it's just always nice to do them, you know, like
mm-hmm.
in the springtime. So all your outside decks and painting and fencing and siding, it's a great time to do it right now in this weather. So, yeah, I would definitely take advantage of that.
Well, and now's a good time if you're planning on having folks in for the summer, or maybe
weekends
right around the corner, so you want to get things brightened
getting
up.
Getting your Airbnb ready.
Mm-hmm, getting that ready. And painting, because you do that as well. You do the painting and
you
inside.
You know, and that's the thing. Painting and flooring, they go so hand in hand that people don't realize that, but they
mm-hmm.
really do. It can make a house look completely different.
Okay, how do we get in touch with you?
All right, so you can just give us a call, 850-332-5905. You can stop by our showroom, 9320 North Palafox Street, or look us up online at jonathansflooring.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Jonathan. It's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you're going to make some changes, now would be a good time to do it. This is Pep Talk. We will be back in just a few minutes, so don't go away on News Radio 92.3.